This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Danny Esmaili is an Iranian refugee living in Ryde while he waits for a visa to give him permanent residency. Scott Taylor is one of the ministers of St Anne's in Ryde and is a friend of Danny's. I've brought them both here today to talk about ways that the Australian community, and particularly churches, can connect with refugees who are starting a new life here. So good morning to you, Danny, and welcome to Australia.
Morning.
Now, why did you leave Iran in the first place, and why did you decide to seek asylum in Australia?
Because I go to Iran and follow up for the Christian religion to Iran, and I have a problem for the besiege. And after that, my sister, she called me and say, "You didn't come to home because the people is coming to our home and take it all the things for your laptop, everything. And should to get out because after we catch you and the problem, and because you already changed your religion."
Because you were a Christian, that you think that you were targeted?
Yeah.
How did you get to Jakarta initially?
That person is helped me for find someone and just get that money from me, around $6,500. And then I come to Jakarta. And 2 months I stay there, and that seller man, he sent me, he get my passport. He say, "I want to send you with boat to Australia."
Okay.
And then I come to boat, I come to one van.
So it sounds like you didn't have a lot of choice in the matter by this time. You're kind of in the system.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, you find yourself on a boat leaving Jakarta, coming to Australia.
Australia, yeah. Christmas Island.
Okay, what sort of boat was it? How long were you at sea? How many people were with you?
36 hours inside the boat.
Mm-hmm.
And what? With 65 people.
Was it an open kind of fishing boat, or what sort of boat
fishing
was it?
Fishing boat, around 3 meter to 12 meter.
Mm-hmm.
And very dangerous. That time I didn't understand that boat should to come to Christmas. I think that boat, I didn't come because that boat is danger for this ocean sea. It's very small and very danger.
Okay, so why did you get in it?
I come from small boat to one little big, and then I find that fish boat in middle of sea.
Okay.
First, I didn't see that one is exactly near to sea.
36 hours at sea?
Yeah.
So what was the journey like for you? Was it frightening?
Yeah.
Okay.
Scared.
Was there storms or
just
what?
I said about the Jesus, please help me.
Okay.
Because just no any way to go back. No any way.
Yeah.
Just shoot to go. I don't know. I'm die. My life. Just I arrive in this in Christmas Island. Just I kiss the land. I'm live now. My newborn.
Okay. Yeah. All right. And what was it like at Christmas Island? Were you in detention there at Christmas Island?
Yeah.
So what? Tell us about what that was like.
People is good and good officer, good people and all. For myself, all people is good because all people help to people, you know, because all the refugees scared, and that time all officer, all for the federal police, every for custom, everyone is good because they helped people.
So you felt that you were treated kindly at Christmas Island?
Yeah.
That's good to hear.
Yeah.
What happened from there, from Christmas Island?
Just staying waiting for the processing for a checkup, for lab tests, everything. I'm okay. And then after 6 days, sent people to Darwin. I come to Darwin around 2 weeks, and then I go to Curtin.
Detention center?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And 12 days I was there, and then I got visa and come to Sydney.
Okay. And how long have you been in Sydney now?
Now around 3 months.
How are you finding life in Australia so far?
Australia is good. I like the people, Australian people. And I'm very happy I'm here and joined to Anglican Church with Mr. Greg, Mr. Scott, Miss Sue, and the people in the church because help me and help to refugee people. And already I go to join to help to people because should to help to people. Yeah.
What are some of the difficulties that you find with settling here, given you can't work yet?
The problem in my visa is Beijing visa. I can't work. I just should to manage to this some amount of money from government. I take it. It's hard because I want to do work because I like work and I don't want to stay in home and sleep like that. I don't want it because I want to work.
Mm.
And so just I'm waiting for my permanent.
And how long will that take? Do you know?
I don't know.
And so what are your hopes for the future here, Danny?
Good life, good work with my wife.
Where's your wife?
My wife, she's in Dubai now.
Okay. Obviously, you would like to bring her out here?
Yeah.
How long has it been since you have seen your wife?
8 months.
8 months, and it'll probably still be quite some time yet, so.
I miss my wife.
Yes, I bet you do. All right. Well, it's been good to talk to you, Danny. Thanks for sharing your story.
Thanks,
Danny Esmaili. He's an asylum seeker from Iran living in Ryde, and very soon we'll catch up with Scott Taylor, one of the ministers at St Anne's in Ryde, and talk more about how Australian churches can connect with asylum seekers.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.